Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's the weirdest compliment you've ever received?
I've gotten a lot over my lifetime.
I believe you have, yes. So we started talking about this because Kaylee said her husband told her she looks good with a mask on, which is like so weird because you're like, well, thank you. But like, is that a compliment?
Well, sure, it's a compliment. Maybe it was just, you know, the way the mask contours around the face. It just really holds up well. Or maybe it was an actual compliment of the mask.
Maybe it makes your eyes pop, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe they match really well.
Exactly.
But I've gotten weird compliments. One that always has stuck out to me is it was somebody that, you know, listens to the radio and they had never met me. And when they came up to me, they told me they expected me to be bigger, which is kind of awkward because I'm 5'10" and a lady's 18, maybe pushing more after this quarantine. And I was kind of like taken aback because I was like, how big did you expect me to be? Like, I'm already like linebacker status. Like, what were you envisioning?
I used to get the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get to see us really unless you go searching for us on the internet.
Yeah.
And when we would go out and do like appearances, like say, hey, come meet Liz and Mike. They're handing out masks at Elmer's, wherever we're going to be.
Yeah.
People would always come up to me and be like, I didn't expect you to look like this.
And
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm like, I want to take it as a compliment, but I don't even know if it is at that point.
Maybe that's because you're in your mid to late 30s wearing wrestling t-shirts. Maybe that's what they meant by it.
There is nothing wrong with that.
We put it up on Facebook, and some of the comments are hilarious. Rhea said that somebody came up to her and told her she was wearing a pretty shirt, and they wish that shirts like that would come back in style. Molly said when she was younger, somebody said, quote, looking over your test scores and grades, you're a lot smarter than you seem. That's so bad. Rachel said one time somebody came up to her and told her that she had nice skin and asked what side of her family she got it from.
Wow.
So creepy. So creepy. There's also a lot of foot compliments, which those are the bizarre ones.
That's weird. That's a slippery slope into another dimension.
Yeah, so what is the weirdest compliment you've ever received? 503-733-5105.
I had a very odd man on a city bus ask if he could drink my bath water.
What? Listen, I've heard some city bus stories, but that is up there.
That's usually like a stalkerish, I'm obsessed with you thing. That's what you say when someone's obsessed. You say, they liked me so much, they drink my bath water. But I've never heard anyone actually inquire on drinking it.
I apologize for the entire male species.
People are creepy.
We are.
Did you let him?
No, I kept moving away from him because he kept sniffing me first, and I moved, and he moved behind me, and then I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, you smell so good. Can I just drink your bath water? And I'm like,
this is why I carry pepper spray or bear spray with me at all times.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, it was an odd situation.
Nobody's really sniffing me, though. Sometimes my husband tells me I smell like Cheetos.
Cheetos smell delicious.
I love the awkward position you're in where you're like, well, that explains a lot.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. We super appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
Nobody's ever offered to drink my bath water.
I don't know how I feel about that. There's so many things I could say, and
let's just leave that one packed up.
Like, Mike Soup. No, I'm good. I am good. What's the weirdest compliment you've ever received?
Years ago, I was at my oldest, dearest friend's grandmother's funeral. And her older brother, off to the side, tells her, wow, she's aging really well. I was like, is that a compliment or
I would take that.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people tell me that I look younger than my age.
Well, I know, but he said aging well. And so I wasn't really sure how to take that.
If you really delve into it, you know, the fact that he says that you're aging if you just stop it right there.
I would take it as a compliment because people just usually tell me I'm aging poorly. So I guess it could be worse, right?
Well, I always have had mixed feelings about that one, so I had to share.
What's your name, by the way?
Oh, I'm Diana.
Diana, thank you so much for calling in. We super appreciate you.
Sure, we appreciate you too. Thank you.
I preserve like a fine wine.
Yeah, like a juice box.
I still get carded for alcohol, you know.
No, you don't.
I do.
No.
Occasionally it happens.
That's never happened.
It's only because I have a mask on.
Oh, that's probably it. We want to know, what's the weirdest compliment you've ever received? We were talking to Kaylee, and her husband told her she looked good in a mask. Don't really know what way to take that.
See, I must look good in a mask if I'm getting carded for alcohol.
Yeah, I don't know how much of your face is covered, though. Is it getting the corners of your eyes?
Enough of my face is covered to make me look good.
Good morning. So I used to work in an office that was kind of shared with my boss. Like, he had to walk through my office to get to his. And one day I was probably like talking to myself or something weird. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm just so weird. And all he said was, it's okay. It's part of your charm. It's just like a very uncommon thing to have like complimented on, but it was still very odd. I just laughed and was like, oh, well, thanks.
It means you're endearing.
Well, so then you think I'm endearing because you call me weird about 35 times a day.
But you're weird in a creepy way.
Oh.
Not in an adorable way.
That's unfortunate.
There's a difference.
Yeah, keep trying, Mike, one day. But don't talk to yourself out loud. It's weird when you do it. But when you do it, it's fabulous.
Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for calling. We super appreciate you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, now I'm just confused.
That's okay. Embrace it. Just live that life. Right. We want to know, what's the weirdest compliment you've ever received? We were talking to Kaylee, and her husband said that she looks good in a mask, which, how do you even take that?
I think it's a compliment.
My mother-in-law would be like, oh, you look so feminine today.
Oh. Is she implying that on the other days you look like a lumberjack? Like, what does that even mean?
I'm glad I was able to cover up my Tom Selleck mustache and grow up my man arms for you.
There's nothing wrong with that. At this point, my mustache is thicker than my eyebrows, so there is no shame in that game. Don't you let her make you feel bad about that.
You should feel good about it. I can't even grow a mustache.
You're so envious of mine.
I am. Like, look at that thing. Wow. That would have rocked in the 80s.
Right? Like in eighth grade when all the boys were like trying to grow in those like peach fuzz mustaches.
We were just,
and I'm like, take a look at this.
We were just shaving skin. Liz has a chainsaw in her bathroom.
Whatever, it's genetic. I don't need that. Well, thank you very much for calling, and we hope you have a good day.
You too. Bye.
It's certainly good enough to make Tom Selleck or Burt Reynolds jealous.
You better stop. I'm so glad that we wear masks right now, because it is keeping this thing at bay. What's the weirdest compliment you've ever received?
That I have nice, broad shoulders.
Oh, my gosh. I get that, too.
I was on a date, and the guy, I don't know why, but that was the thing he focused on, and it's like you can't fix that, you know?
Like no matter how much you try to diet or exercise, heck, the more weights you lift, the larger they get.
That's bone structure.
Shaped like an upside down triangle is what I say, and it is a pity that I was not like a teenager and in my prime in the 80s, because I didn't need shoulder pads. I also didn't need to tease my hair. It does that frizz all on its own.
We got a linebacker over here.
How dare you? It's okay when I say it, but not when you say it. And yeah,
there was no second date, so.
What's your name?
I'm Jenny.
Jenny, thank you so much for calling in. We super appreciate you.
Yes, thank you.
All I'm saying is I might have been more successful football player if my shoulders were a little more broad.
Stop being so jealous of everything I have over here. We want to know, what is the weirdest compliment you've ever received?
We were at a party and a couple of guys were talking, and they said I look like Princess Diana, and I said, oh, thank you. And then they proceeded to go on and have a conversation about how she really wasn't that pretty.
Oh,
I didn't know what the big deal about was about her. I was like, wow, ouch, is that a compliment or not?
Now, was the conversation something you were overhearing? Did they not intend for you to hear that? Or were they just like throwing it out there while they were still engaged in conversation with you?
They were throwing it out there. We were still talking, and it was just the weirdest thing. I was thinking, well, I always, you know, admired her and thought she was, you know.
She was gorgeous.
Goodness.
You're gorgeous. And how dare they? How How dare they? I hope you gave them the stink eye and that they're still alone to this day.
That is like the princess of take backsies.
Yeah. How dare they?
Right? It was so weird. It was just weird.
I think you're beautiful. What's your name?
Tanya.
The Buzz, what's the weirdest compliment you've ever received?
Someone told me that I was one of the sweetest people they knew, but they didn't like me because of it.
They told you were too nice?
Yeah.
Maybe they were a bad seed. Maybe like you didn't know this, but they were like making counterfeit money, robbing casinos, doing a lot of drugs.
And they don't want to bring you down.
Yeah, maybe they were just looking out for you.
Hey, this was in middle school. Since they were in middle school, they must have been really cool.
This was in middle school.
They probably weren't robbing casinos, but maybe a Toys R Us.
Yeah. Stealing bazooka from the, you know.
That was one time I was 6 years old, and my parents made me return it, write a letter, and apologize, okay? Well, thank you so much for calling. We super appreciate you.
Thank you.
You know, if you're going to steal something, you should have gone with chocolatey and peanut butter and not something that's going to break your teeth when you chew it.
I wanted the temporary tattoo, okay? It was like a full circle thing. What's the weirdest compliment someone's given you?
I don't know if this is a compliment, but have y'all seen Game of Thrones?
I love Game of Thrones. I've watched it 4 times.
I know of it. I don't do the dragons, but what happened?
Okay, so I was talking to this guy at like a party, and I had never seen Game of Thrones. And so he says, "You remind me of this character named Cersei." And oh. I was like, okay. And so I had never seen it. And so I went home and I Googled it, and she's like blonde and I have like dark hair and tan skin, and she's nothing like that. And so years later, like last year, I finally watched Game of Thrones, and she's like the villain. She's like,
she's evil. You do not want to be Cersei. That's not a compliment at all.
I know. And she like sleeps with her brother, and it's like,
there is no redeeming qualities about Cersei Lannister.
Well, if you didn't look like her, were you just giving off the air of evilness, I guess?
Maybe. I don't know. But the way he said it didn't make it seem bad at the time. But now it's like, okay, maybe I just read that completely wrong. Maybe I was just, he thought I was a terrible person. I don't know.
Somebody one time told me I reminded them of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, but I think it's just the obesity thing.
Ursula was scary. You're not scary.
Most days. Well, thank you so much for calling. We super appreciate you.
Thank you.
I told you when I was little, I had to shut off The Little Mermaid when Ursula came on the screen. I couldn't watch it.
Well, just be glad I don't have tentacles, because this could get overwhelming. We want to know, what is the weirdest compliment you ever received? Kaylee had called in because her husband told her she looked good in a mask. We put it up on our Facebook. Go and comment yours, or just go and read all the creepy, bizarre comments that everyone else has gotten. Mm-hmm. Liz and Mike in the Morning, today's Best Mix, 105.1 The Buzz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.